Hello, ma'am.
Dr. Wright, yes, I know you recommend taking 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide B3 a day to treat osteoarthritis, and I think you recommend B6 and other B vitamins to treat carpal tunnel syndrome and other things. I wondered what you would make of an observational study that was reported in the June 4th issue of the science section of the New York Times. And the study was reported in JAMA Network Open, whatever that is. And it followed 76,000 women for 30 years. And over those 30 years, there were 2,300 hip fractures. And after controlling for numerous medical, dietary, and behavioral characteristics, the study found that the more B6 and B12 supplements the women took, the higher the risk of hip fractures. And specifically, it said the women who took more than 35 milligrams of B6 and 20 micrograms of B12 were 47% more likely to have hip fractures than those who took less than 2 milligrams of B6 and 10 micrograms of B12 a day. And I wondered what you would make of that study and if there is a risk of taking too much B6.
Well, ma'am, thank you very much for calling that to my attention because I had not yet seen it. And it could be true under certain circumstances, ma'am. And those certain circumstances are when women are not getting enough of the other nutrients that are needed to stimulate bone rebuilding and to slow down bone tear down. And that's a natural process that happens ever since we're little kids. Every 7 years, we're told the bone entirely replaces itself, but it must have cells that build bone and cells that tear down bone to do that. Now, just one example of that that very likely was not figured into this study at all. And I know this is not going to sound related, but it really is. During recruitment for going off and getting shot in the Second World War and shooting people, a dentist happened to notice that there were a certain group of men from a certain area of the country who didn't have any dental cavities. And remember, teeth are bones, okay? Well, he couldn't do anything about it right then, but after the war was over, he decided to go study that area of the country. And he found it was one of the very few areas of the country, and it's still known in that way to be today too, ma'am, that has strontium, the mineral strontium, and I'm not talking about radioactive strontium, I'm talking about naturally occurring strontium in the water supply. And so even as little kids, those people were drinking it, and that was only Western New York and Eastern Ohio, and they were drinking it. And guess what? Strontium is one of the most potent stimulators of bone rebuilding that there is. And I bet you these 100,000 women, or however many there were, didn't all live in Western New York and Eastern Ohio. I bet they lived in areas where there was no strontium in the water. And ma'am, if we're going to take our B vitamins and there's any risk of anything, of course we should also be making sure that either our food or our supplements or both have all the good things in them that are needed to rebuild bone. And I'd be willing to predict that if we added strontium to the diet of half of those people who got the fractures, they wouldn't have had the fractures. And it's not just the strontium, ma'am, but also researchers elsewhere, Japan particularly, but over here too, have found that vitamin K stimulates bone rebuilding and it slows down bone degradation. So I think that whole study focused so much on B vitamins that they forgot the other things that are needed. I gotta agree, B vitamins have not been shown to particularly rebuild bone, not at all. And insofar as them tearing down bone, I just think those ladies may have had an effect that would not have occurred if they'd had enough strontium and vitamin K, and there's a couple other things I won't rant on about that help to build bone also. But that's what's going on, but I definitely will. If you have any way of doing it, ma'am, please send us at the clinic the reference to that article. I'll look it up and read it. I promise to do that because I like to read this kind of stuff. And thank you very much for that information because it allowed us both to get the word out that it ain't just B vitamins we ought to be taking if we're getting older. I'll shut up now.
Okay. Where do I send that?
Okay. Let's see. If you just go to the Atomic Clinic website, they'll tell you if you want to send us a message, send it to this email address over here. And I'm sorry, I don't do that very often, but I know we do get those email messages in.
Okay.
That's all the W's and TahomaClinic.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much for your insight.
And thank you for bringing that to our attention, ma'am. We need to know about that kind of stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.